Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins here on a Tuesday. Best bets of the doctor headed your way shortly. Also got bet sweats on the way, top of the hour. Bring in Joe O, maybe Sammy P today. Ask what they think about ALCS, NLCS, Monday Night Football last night. Commanders blowing it against the Bears who get the win. And then the Falcons taking care of business against the Bills. More NFL news for you here. So Lions defensive back Brian Branch has been suspended by one game from the NFL. This after his fight with Juju Smith-Schuster on Sunday Night Football. So this is from John Runyon, the NFL VP of Football Operations, writing this in a letter to Branch. Quote, "Your aggressive non-football act was entirely unwarranted, posed a serious risk of injury, and clearly violated the standards of conduct and sportsmanship expected of NFL players." Now, the story behind this is that during the game, number one, Branch was upset because Juju Smith-Schuster apparently pushed him in the back right in front of a referee. Referee didn't call it. And then after the game, he's already frustrated about that. Patrick Mahomes tries to give him a high five. He doesn't high five Patrick Mahomes. Smith-Schuster goes up to him, essentially says, "What's the deal?" And then that's when Brian Branch threw a punch and the melee started after the Chiefs win. So is this the right call by the NFL? Too much? Too little? Double D, I'll bring you in here for a second. I kind of feel like that this is absolutely not too much. If you're the NFL, don't you have to set a standard here and say, we're not going to have any sort of violence in an already violent game, especially when it comes out of nowhere? Like, if it's during the run of play and guys have to be separated and, you know, you're in a pile, that's one thing. But if you're going up to shake someone's hand or to say something to them after the game and you take a shot to the face, doesn't the NFL have to tamp down on this quick?
I honestly believe it's justified. The one game suspension is justified. Where I'm having the issue is Branch going, "Oh, I'm going to appeal."
What? That? What, yeah. Why?
What? And here's where I'm at. If I'm Dan Campbell, I walk right up to Branch as soon as I hear the word appeal come out of his mouth and go, eat it. Take the game suspension. You deserve it. This is not what we do. Like he said in the post-game press conference, this is not who we are as Detroit Lions. This is not what we do. I apologize to Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Just be the leader of the locker room.
Yeah. Hey, look at it from this other angle where I smacked him in the face. It's not nearly as bad if you look at it from here. Or here's the slow motion angle where I definitely hit him right in the chin and smacked him. Yeah. If Dan Campbell says this is not what we do, this is not who we are, then why appeal? You just take the L and say, you know what? I deserve this. It's my fault. It's on me. And I think the NFL will deny it, as they rightfully should. And if you're the NFL, you have to set an example here, don't you? You're already the most violent sport in the world outside of, like, cobra wrangling
And the Dana White, you know, smacking.
Well, yeah, well, also UFC.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Well, when Dan Campbell said we want to bite kneecaps, I don't know that he necessarily meant we're going to smack Juju Smith-Schuster around. You got to fight it, though. I'm with Branch.
You think so?
Fight the man. You stick the double bird to the NFL. This is a violent game. Juju Smith-Schuster, he was being the nice guy. Oh, I'm going to shake your hand. Nah, you got to fight the man.
Also,
see if you can get suspended for like a quarter or something. You know what I mean? Have Dan Campbell be like, hey, we're going to arrest you for a quarter.
Can I just say that I saw this headline, and I don't know if this one's going to take off or not, but this is tangential to the Chiefs. Research done by a team at UTEP presents evidence that the Chiefs have benefited from slanted officiating from 2015 to 2023, a time that coincided with their rise as one of the NFL's most marketable franchises.
All right. Looks like we got some Tuesday reading.
Oh, so don't you know the people who believe that the Chiefs always get the calls are going to say, now we have evidence. It's not just me. Oh, no. We have university-backed research here that says the Chiefs get all the calls.
How do we feel about UTEP? You're the Texas guy.
Yeah.
I know we don't like the... Like, if this came from the Aggies, we're immediately saying, mm-mm.
Nah, it's bogus.
No,
I wouldn't believe it.
If it came from Texas Tech, you're like, nope, oil money, no. They paid it off. But how do we feel about UTEP? Like, where do they rank between the, you know, Harvard of the South, that is Texas, mm-hmm. of course, and then the everything else that is A&M and Texas Tech and whatever other universities you don't like in Texas?
Harvard 2, UTEP 1 is where we're going.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's the University of Texas at El Paso. I mean, here's the thing. You know, what dog do they have in the fight? It's UTEP. You know what I mean?
I guess this is better than... Remember when that high school kid or like the middle school kid in Pittsburgh did like a scientific project on Deflategate?
Oh, that's right.
And we're like, I mean, this is like cute, but you're 12. You know, I'm not going to take this massively. So I guess when it's university-backed, you're like, hey, maybe there's a little something going on here.
It's true. And I say that because, like, the NFL is going to protect its Kansas City Chiefs. Brian Branch will serve a one-game suspension. There's no question about it. Speaking of cobra wrangling, Double D, I feel like that's something that you might have done in your life. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you're like, I went head-to-head with a cobra. Have you ever done something like that?
No, just ridden a great white shark. That's all.
No, you haven't. Liar.
What do you want? How do you want me to respond?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, the only reason I say this is because when I swear to God, you know, God love parents, right? When they get older, you know, they start to believe things without the research. And my mom, she's not listening. I love my mother. I'm definitely mama's boy. But when I went home in August, and my mom was in Granbury, Texas, okay? This is an hour outside Fort Worth. And she showed me a picture from Facebook. She's like, hey, this is Lake Granbury. Look at this. And it was a picture of a great white shark. And I was like, Mom, I can assure you, it's okay. There is not a great white shark in Lake Granbury in Granbury, Texas. So it's going to be okay, Mom.
Is there water in Granbury, Texas?
There is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not familiar with. So, like, I just wanted to make sure that she wasn't like, "Hey, this place right in the middle of Texas has a great white shark." Be like, no.
Now, I actually grew up with water around me. I used to go water skiing when I was in high school. If you can believe it, in the middle of nowhere, I had this oasis, all this water. But thankfully for us, no great white sharks. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe and Sammy P will recap Monday Night Football, hand out their favorite plays in the majors, and they're going to look at NFL awards as well after Week 6. Corby Craig will join the show at 10 o'clock, and then Will Brinson from CBS Sports is along at 11 o'clock. All right, time to get down to it. Only one game on the baseball card. I did look at some hockey, but we're going to go to the diamond and bring you our favorite play of the day.
Time to place your bets.
Well, great. I went 0-2-1 last night. Lying in bed, ghost fans going, watching the Commanders on my phone. All I needed was a Commanders money line win to pair with my Bill Kroski merit 50-plus rushing yards to go 1-1-1. Didn't happen. So let's get on the right side tonight. Dodgers, Brewers, first five, under four, minus 145. So we have Yoshinobu Yamamoto taking on Freddie Peralta tonight. And look, this first five bet didn't work out last night, but man, these two pitchers have been fantastic during the regular season. Big sample size here. That's what we're going with. Yamamoto has been on one for the Dodgers. Had a mediocre outing against the Phillies last week, three earned over four innings of work, but that is the exception to the rule. In 30 starts this season, including the playoffs, he's given up more than three runs only a single outing, or in a single outing only five times, right? So he's been even better on the road this season. 9-4, 2.13 ERA. Opponents are batting 168 against him. Then we've got Freddie Peralta going for the Brewers, one of the most dependable players in the game, one of the best starters in the game. He is Milwaukee's ace. Yeah, didn't pitch well against the Cubs in his previous appearance, but like Adam was talking about in our previous segment, the Cubs know him really well. The Dodgers do not. Peralta has made 33 starts this season. He has allowed more than three runs in just four of those starts. This is playoff baseball. Guys are still going to be on quick hooks. Even the Brewers, who, yes, it could be a seven-game series, they cannot afford to go down 2-0 to the Dodgers. Even Peralta, I believe, could be on a quick hook if necessary, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Let's go first five under four. Minus 145 tonight, game two in Milwaukee. Guys, don't forget, you can always check us out on YouTube. Watch a daily tip along with each and every show on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you like and subscribe. And as always, you can listen on the Odyssey app. Well, the Dogster is here. Chelsea took a break to take care of Dabby Doo, so thinking about Dabby right now. But the Dogster is ready to roll. Dogster, good morning. What's going on?
I have to say, I didn't see a lick of baseball last night.
All right, well, you probably watch football.
No.
All right, what were you doing?
I was hanging out with a couple of ladies and completed my own 8-6-2 double play.
Well, what does that even mean?
All you need to know is that there was a play at the plate.
Okay. Do you have a bet?
Dodgers, money line, taking on the Brewers.
All right, thank you for that. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, is anyone here from Bet Sweats? Am I going to go 0-3-1?
You're going to go 0-3-1. This is a Sammy P day. You know, Joe O's left us hanging in the past, but Sammy P has never left us hanging until today.
This is a trend.
There's a first time for everything, and we didn't want this first time. We did not subscribe.
God, need a little help here. The one time I'm like, we'll have Sammy P coming in. He's always dependable. Nope. Just another L for this guy. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. That's good. You know what's coming up next on Bet Sweats? I don't know. I don't even know if they're going to have a show.
Yeah. Hatred.
Hatred.
Vitriol.
Nothing despair. But straight vitriol. And whatever this is going into my system. Probably caffeine. A little vitriol in here. Whatever this is. Sounds like a chemical. Guys, thanks for being with us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good luck to Chelsea. She's taking care of Dabby for D-Day. Double D. Dylan, I'm Jinx. Good luck in your bets today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.